We're at the very beginning of a significant transformation of our ability as a community to combine our economic power to support innovation and propel job creation through being able to make our investment dollars support our value system.
Kim Kasliotis was one of several featured speakers at the all-day event. She's the founder of Breakaway Funding, a two-year-old Marin-based investment advising company working to connect small businesses with crowdsourced funding.
When a group of people combine their economic power, their cash, to support a company, organization, or project they believe in, is a very powerful economic tool. Equity crowdfunding opens up the private equity ownership market to the average Americans.
And for the business owner, Kasliotis adds, this offers a significant benefit beyond simply getting capitalized.
By inviting the community and the individuals who live there, business owners are able to create armies of brand evangelists, those people who will be there to help see the company succeed because they have a vested interest in that company's success.
And doing this should soon get easier. The Federal Jobs Act, that's an acronym for Jumpstart Our Business Startups, was signed into law in 2012, but the Securities and Exchange Commission is still writing the rules to implement parts of it, most notably Title III, which would open the way for individuals to participate in crowdfunding of local and sustainable businesses. Marco Vangelisti is a leader of the slow money movement in Northern California.
They're trying to strike a balance between making it easier for small entrepreneurs to raise capital from their community and protect investors that are not sophisticated from bad actors.
He expects the eventual Title III rules to greatly expand the reach and the flexibility of crowdsourced funding for food, agriculture, and a wide range of other businesses. But he also notes that other tools to help people align their money with their beliefs are already available, such as simply choosing carefully where those funds are deposited.
Large banks do not do a lot of lending to local enterprises. That is done mostly by regional banks and credit unions. So simply taking the money from one of the large banks and put it as deposits in a local credit union or a small local or regional bank increases the ability of those institutions to make local lending and to support the local economy.
Additionally, some new banks are emerging with a social and environmental ethic built into their basic business structure. One such is Beneficial State Bank, an Oakland-based bank that will open an office in Santa Rosa later this month. Co-CEO Kat Taylor told the conference that one of their intentions is to confront and provide an alternative to predatory payday lenders.
We partner with a company called LendUp, who has automated the process to drive cost out of the origination of these loans. They're amortized over a longer period of time, and all of the payments go to repaying the loan as opposed to membership or application fees. And when the borrowers are performing well, we're reporting to the credit bureaus so that their FICO scores improve, and they're paying back these loans over a longer period of time and with a more fair interest rate.
A related effort is offering small first-time loans to young adults to aid them in building a healthy credit history. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.